Hello and welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of podcasts. And if this is your first time listening, I welcome you sincerely. And if this is your 290th time listening, I also welcome you sincerely. I don't know if there's anyone who has listened to 290 episodes of Sweet But Salty, but if you belong to this category of person, I am so grateful. Thank you so much. I've certainly recorded 290 episodes, so it's insane how fast time flies. And a lot of people say this, no matter their age, which is a kind of interesting phenomenon. But yeah, in today's episode, I want to talk about Easter eggs. And usually we know Easter eggs from like movies or fiction in general, where there are certain hidden aspects that reoccur somewhere else. I don't know if that was a valid explanation of what Easter eggs in fiction are, but I'm sure you've heard of that. I wish I could have prepared something like an Easter egg hunt through my episodes. Maybe that's something I'm going to do next year. But what I want to talk about in this episode is Easter in general. Easter is a very important time for me. I'm Catholic, so it's our biggest and most important holiday. And Easter is always a very special time in the year because it's quite early in the year, like compared to Christmas. And I feel like it marks the beginning of a new era because the year starts properly in spring, if you will. We leave winter behind and enter spring and everything's blooming, and it's such a beautiful time if you don't have allergies. I mean, seasonal allergies aren't fun. I know that. I have them on and off, so I feel you. But in general, I love spring, and I feel like Easter stands for renewal. It stands for a new beginning where you get the chance to sort of overthink everything that you've done so far and have a proper chance at restarting your life if you want to. I mean, that's exactly what the gospel tells us. Jesus dies and then resurrects and comes back. I feel like we get the chance to experience that in our lives as well, definitely on a smaller scale. But to me, Easter stands for renewal. And why I called this episode Easter eggs is because I think that oftentimes commercial customs, if you will, take over and overshadow the true meaning of what a holiday actually is about. I mean, I put Easter eggs on my podcast cover for this season, which is kind of just a testament to the fact that I do like the custom of coloring eggs, but it's not what it's ultimately about. So let this episode be a reminder that usually there is more below the surface and there is more behind certain aspects of culture that we see, and there is more than the commercial aspects. So I think it's important to see this time as an opportunity to grow, to reinvent yourself, to collect hope, if you will, and to look forward to the future. I think that spring and Easter are incredibly inspiring and wonderful, and usually our own energy comes back that has sort of lain dormant during winter time. Personally, I have fasted throughout the last couple of weeks, and what I've learned from that is definitely that you don't need sugar as much as your brain wants you to believe that. You can survive without it very well, but if you feel like eating something sweet, you can definitely do it. So I have reduced sugar drastically, and I must say it is hard. It takes a while to adjust to, and it definitely has to do with the way we eat usually. That for me personally, I don't have that much trouble leaving out sugar when I eat a more lower carb diet, but that's just me. So those are my two cents on healthy eating. But what it's really about is learning to give up something that you think you need. And in the end, you realize that you don't need it as much as you think you do. And I feel like we can survive with a lot less than we think. We're more resilient and just stronger than we believe. So let the season be a renewal of your energies, of your life. And in the coming episodes, I'm definitely going to tell you about what that means in my personal life. So I really wish you a wonderful Easter time, a blessed time with your family, and with lots of good food and good conversations. And I really hope you liked this episode. If you did, please make sure to subscribe and to rate my podcast wherever you're listening. And I will catch you in a week. Bye.